We are tracking Hurricane Dorian, which largely spared Florida and Georgia as it spun off the coast. But today, the storm is threatening parts of the Carolinas, now as a Category 2 hurricane. Powerful winds and rain are expected in the Carolinas throughout most of the day. And joining us now from Charleston, South Carolina, which is along the coast, is Victoria Hansen, reporter with South Carolina Public Radio. Victoria, where are you now and what are conditions like?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Jeremy. I am inside the Gilyard Auditorium. This is a brand new building, a performing arts center in downtown Charleston. It's also where the Charleston City Command Center has set up for the next couple of days. And I am looking out a giant window, and I'm seeing trees bending, swaying, pieces of limbs blowing about. But this is some rain. It's pretty steady, but not quite as heavy as it was earlier. It'll kind of come and go. But I'd say about 4 o'clock, 4:30 this morning, the winds were so strong they rattled the windows and woke me up out of probably a 10-minute nap. But it was much stronger then.
And you tell us the streets are pretty deserted. Does that mean a lot of people listened to evacuation orders?
They listened. They listened not to the evacuation orders, but the orders to stay inside. The order to leave was basically enacted on Monday. A lot of people have become hurricane weary. This is number fourth hurricane where people have been told to evacuate. A lot of people did stay behind, but the mayor of Charleston said, "We want a ghost town. If you're going to stay here, stay inside." Right now, the only people I've seen outside are city police officers.
Earlier today, you spoke with Shannon Scaff, the director of emergency management for the city of Charleston, and asked him what it was like to start to see Dorian's impacts there. Let's listen.
It's pretty surreal. You watch it for days. You watch the video down in the Caribbean. You see what happened there. And then slowly, it's like, you know, it almost feels like a doomsday type event. And then it's on top of you. It's very surreal.
Victoria, what did he tell you about his concerns and the impacts that he's expecting?
All right. The biggest concern today is a high tide and the storm surge of about 7 to 8, maybe 9 feet, more eight to nine, because 7 is when we definitely flood, but nothing like the 10 feet, the record 10 feet that they were initially expecting. I can tell you that during Hurricane Matthew and during Hurricane Irma, they reached levels of 9 feet, and that breached the battery wall in downtown Charleston. Also, on top of that, this isn't even included yet, we're expecting another 10 inches of rain before this is all done. If you include all the rain we've already had, we're talking about maybe, I don't know, 15 to 20 inches of rain. So this is a big flooding event in a place that doesn't deal with flooding very well.
Doesn't deal with flooding very well, but does have to deal with hurricanes occasionally. There have been some over the last many years.
Occasionally, yeah.
Right. And you've been there for a while. So how would you compare this hurricane so far to past hurricanes in the area around Charleston?
You know, it's like a hurricane is a hurricane. I feel like you live and die 100 times before it even gets here. You know, you watch the cone of uncertainty. I just say the cone of life because it's all uncertain. And you just look and go, okay, I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm alive. You just don't know what to think. And I think that's what's gotten into people, that they don't want to leave. And that's a scary situation, because I talk to folks, you know, who fled during Hugo and say, you know, is this like Charlie Brown trying to kick the football, Lucy pulling it away? And someday that ball's going to get kicked. And you don't want to be here when that happens. So right now, I don't want to say it, because as soon as I say that things are looking pretty good, they won't. So I'm just not going to say. But it doesn't feel as intense as it did earlier this morning. But again, I just got out a little bit today. I'm going to try to head down to the Battery Wall to see what the flooding is like. And if it stays in the, let's say, the 8-foot range and we flood at 7, I think that, you know, you hope for the best and you pray for much less. So that would be a best case scenario, I think.
Well, and as you've been watching this storm, as we all have over the last many days, as it, you know, slammed into the Bahamas and then has been sort of skirting the coast of the United States, and nobody really knew exactly what it was going to do.
Sure.
You know, it must have been difficult being there in Charleston, which now is so close to the center of the storm.
Yeah, and I live here, so I board up my home or do the best that I can, and I move on. But what I'm hearing, at least from the command center here, from city police and from emergency authorities, right now they're hearing the biggest problem are downed trees. People are calling in about trees on homes, trees on cars, trees in the middle of the road. Nearly 100 roads in and around the city are closed. That includes the crosstown, which does go across the town and connects us to everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're hunkering down too, waiting till they can get outside, besides helping people, but assess the damage and recover, we hope, tomorrow.
Victoria Hansen with South Carolina Public Radio joining us from Charleston. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.